I'd already rung the bank and instructed them that payment was not to go out, and they instructed me it wouldn't. I ring back to the bank and I speak to the bank the following day when the money has gone out. Then they raise a dispute. Not me. Not me. Period.
It becomes a dispute with the bank, with the company, not with fraud. We can dispute it for you.
If you've made a mistake, you made a mistake for the value of £135.
We can dispute it for you.
You made a mistake. Stop putting it off. It was a dispute between me and the bank. They agreed to pay.
We can dispute it for you.
They've already admitted this. You've been put in a right bad situation here, Paul.
We can dispute it for you.
Really bad situation. You're now trying to defraud me out of that original payment. I don't believe truly in your heart and your mind you're aware of that.
We can dispute it for you.
You can keep telling me that, bro.
Because that's what it is.
You can keep saying that's what it is if you want to. But I mean, you've no evidence to support that at all. My evidence is quite simple. Look at the guidelines that you're following. Your own guidelines. Okay, they apply to you as a banking fraternity, not to me. Stop trying to put your rules onto me. That's not how it works. Okay? They apply to you, not to me.
Every day, we're busy helping our millions of customers get to where they want to go in life. Lloyds TSB.
You shouldn't have paid it out.
For the journey.
Simple.